Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, love the show. I have yet another reason to go your own way. I work in healthcare. Occasionally I get couples into the practice where the female is completely physically disabled by poor health choices that she made over her lifetime. They are morbidly obese. They have chronic diabetes, thus foot/ankle rot. They cannot walk on their own 2 feet. Men have to buy wheelchair vans to haul their land whales around. They also have to wheelchair them into the hospital to see the doctors. These men are utterly enslaved into nursing these mentally and physically distraught women. Worse, they have to listen to them bitch and moan using their captive husbands as emotional tampons. These husbands are miserable. They are caged animals waiting to be released from slavery from these sick, never-get-well women. They are trapped. A male never knows what a woman will turn into. If he's dating or married to her, the better or worse can get real worse. Divorce would look like deliverance at that point. Teach these boys and young men that their life is not intended to be a physical, mental, and emotional enslavement to the ladies. They have no idea what they're getting into if they sign the terrible contract that is marriage. It's a losing contract, for sure. Peace and good health to you, Sandman. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I was heading in the direction those land whale lovers you mentioned are living. But I went to therapy and one of the guys there in his early 50s complained about the 400-pound woman he was living with, almost every single session. I recognized that my life would become like his if I continued down the same trajectory. So that was one of the main reasons I ended an almost 10-year-long relationship. I didn't want to suffer like him. His wife stopped working and he was making well into 6 figures. He would come home, make his own food, walk the dogs, and all she would have to do is sit around and go shopping and fill the house as a hoarder. I remember him complaining that she bought 18 lampshades, but that she didn't have a single lamp to put them on. That every single room in that house was full almost. If I could go back in time with all this red pill knowledge, I would probably help him. But I can't. I also must admit that I used to like them women thick in their 20s. But after that, there's problems, and it's better to put them out to pasture with regards to relationships. There's that old saying that a man marries a woman hoping that she will never change, while a woman marries a man and wants to change him. You never know what horrors you'll have to face in life regardless of if you have a wife or not. These large ladies are doing this to themselves by eating too many carbohydrates and developing insulin resistance and diabetes. I believe their meds, correct me if I'm wrong, are pushing the sugar to the farthest parts of their body, away from their internal organs, because they can't get the sugar out of their body quickly enough. And bacteria love sugar, so even the smallest cut in the region like that, and you're probably screwed. Again, I'm not a doctor, so don't laugh at my crude understanding of diabetes. The real tragedy is that these women can't control their gluttony, and they drag down their husbands. Looking at the size of many of them, it's certainly not that hard to drag him down. We're all going to have health issues sooner or later, and to improve our quality of life, we need to take charge over the ones we can control, so our health issues come up a lot later. Controlling your food intake is the easiest of them. So is it just being mindful about what you eat? Replace sugar with a fat and go keto will suddenly help you start losing weight and diabetes won't be as big of a problem. Exercise is the next thing. Even if you only have 30 minutes a day to walk around, do it. Stress is also harder to control and our genetic predispositions are sometimes impossible. The idea is not to stop your decline in health, but to hopefully delay it into your 80s or 90s. The women you deal with, Mr. Anonymous, are probably low IQ and selfish, so that's why they eat their way into an early grave. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to land whales trying to outrun a pack of laughing hyenas with swollen diabetes feed Clown World Show. It's not just the women that eat too much that you have to worry about. The ones that hike too much are also a problem. All that excess activity and not allowing your body to recover will eventually wear the cartilage in your knees, and you'll have to get surgery and have trouble walking. As the lyrics to the Enigma song go, the path of excess leads to the Tower of Wisdom. But excess with your body and mind wears things down a lot faster, and causes many problems you can never recover from. Once a woman's pancreas no longer produces insulin, even if she cleans up her diet, she's most likely going to have to stay on it for the rest of her life. I can imagine back in the days before insulin needles, people needed to have a strict keto diet or they would die. There's no greater motivator than the fear of death, it seems, or pain. But with meds to cover the symptoms and deal with the pain, people don't actually want to deal with their problems anymore. But instead, they procrastinate with their health as long as possible until there's a problem. So if you're a 400-pound land whale and you haven't had any issues so far, you're probably not thinking far enough ahead to get in front of the problems that you'll be facing one day. The idea is that many more women than men are terrible medium to long-term thinkers. The worst part is that if you're involved with one of these junior land whales that's working her way up to trading up to a rascal, then she's usually not going to tell you about her small health problems before they begin to balloon up, literally and figuratively. Usually the first sign is fatty liver disease, which means her liver is having a hard time getting rid of all that sugar, and it's starting to get damaged. Remember that our bodies can only handle 1 teaspoon of sugar at a time when it comes to removing that stuff from our bloodstream. The body sees it as a toxin, and yet the food pyramid promotes the idea that we should be eating grains, which are just slow-release carbs and sugars. If we ate more meat and less carbs, these sorts of problems probably wouldn't exist. But then neither would the giant profits from Monsanto, McDonald's, and the medical system at large. You have to think that there's a conspiracy to bring in the food pyramid and get people away from real foods. People are beginning to wake up and starting to eat more keto diets, and the first thing they're focusing on now is meat, when what they should really be focusing on is olive oil instead. But the propaganda machine is trying to convince them to go vegan, or that cows are destroying the ozone layer, so we have to ban people from eating that meat. They want us eating petrified Twinkie sugar products, seed oils, and fructose cornstarch. They don't want us to change our diet and get better because it means they'll end up losing a lot of money. A fat-based diet with cheese, olive oil, fish, and other Mediterranean-style foods promotes good health and longevity. But the problem is that it's not all that convenient. You have to bake the fish instead of just getting fast food. Most fast food places don't just have plain olive oil as dressing. It's all that chemical stuff. People are also addicted to sugar and convenience. So the obesity epidemic will continue to gain momentum, and in the next 7 or 8 years, we're probably going to see half the U.S. population becoming obese. I'm going to guess that another 30% are going to be overweight, and the rest are going to be freaks if they're skinny. Or they'll just be too young to have gotten fat yet. Maybe they'll start hiring skinny people as circus freaks, like they hired obese people in the circus 120 years ago. So what happens is more men go their own way, and the land whales with diabetes feet don't have as many emotional tampons and men to look after them into their old age. Medicare and Medicaid will go bankrupt because of it. What's more, severe obesity will be the most common BMI category for women in the future. That's class 3 obesity, with a BMI of 40 or higher. My BMI is 24 right now, which is considered a nominal BMI for a man. The ideal for a woman is 20, according to what men find attractive. So with a BMI of 40, if you sleep with a woman like that, it's like you're having a threesome. Harvard is saying that 50% of people will be obese in 7 years in America, and not me. That's a huge number, no pun intended. This just adds another reason why men need to go their own way for marriage. Because you never know if your wife pulls the pin on the Twinkie grenade and she blows up to the size of a Buick. You'd think that as society becomes poorer, people will go hungrier and get skinnier, but it's the opposite, as all we'll be able to afford to eat is processed food that'll make them even fatter. As the problem gets bigger, no pun intended, expect life expectancy to drop into the 60s for the average person. This then in turn will help to save social medicine. But in the meantime, people will be spending more money than ever dealing with their weight issues. In a way, I was lucky to have dealt with health issues that forced me to slim down. I'd be sitting at the BMI of 30 to 31 or severely overweight and slightly obese. That's only with an added 20 to 25 pounds on my body. It doesn't really sound like much, but even a little bit of weight around your organs can slowly kill you. The women you're describing, Mr. Anonymous, are Category 3 fatties. Extremely obese, and it should just prove to all men listening that women don't love men. Because if they love their husbands, they would lose the weight so their husbands wouldn't have to suffer taking care of them. Instead, they decided to play a real-life game of hungry, hungry hippos or hungry, hungry bimbos. And it's the men that get hurt by all the chocolate-covered marbles that she eats. Funny enough, I was forced to go to group therapy by my girlfriend, so I'd become a better version of myself for her. Meanwhile, it was therapy and working on myself that finally showed me that there was nothing wrong with me, but that she was probably just gaslighting me and using projection because she had psychological issues that she was rarely dealing with by taking sporadic therapy sessions herself. It's like when a fat woman loses weight and finds her worth and leaves the man that helped her lose all that weight in the first place. I guess the same thing happened by her getting me to go to therapy. So I saw my future with her through another man's eyes. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that morbidly obese women still want to get smashed by Chad and have him romantically kiss their stubs for feet. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that think their purpose in life is to grow to the size of a porpoise away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.